All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khwai Ange Shakhlak from the Intlakep territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkanaa, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and we have a super awesome show coming up for you, and we also have in the house with us Celia, the president of Minnetonka Park Association.
All right, welcome everyone.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And my opinions here are my opinions, not Minnetonka Park Association opinions, just to make sure to be clear that I'm only talking about my views and not on behalf of
Well, welcome. It's a beautiful, wonderful day out there.
Yes.
And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject called gratitude. And we have some of our special guests coming up. We have, hopefully, we have Wegedus coming in later on in the program.
Mm-hmm.
We have, hopefully, Jacob will make it in too. He's one of the producers.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's going to hopefully share a song with us also. And we also have Shkwait Shakhlach coming in and Lady Faima later on. So we're going to start off with a song, energizing song, and it's from Madame Frankenstein. And the name of the song is called Doom. So let's have a listen to that and we'll get our show started. And thank you all for joining. Enjoy. We'll be right back. nice and dark and deep and awesome. So welcome everybody from all over the world. We welcome you from England, Australia, Germany, Russia, Ukraine, China, Japan, India, wherever you are in this world, we're with you. Thank you for joining us, joining our odyssey of positivity and growth for humanity. We just welcome you all. And before we get started, we're going to get this show started right and do what we've learned from our brother Wegedusk. Make it in near the end of the show or so, hopefully. Never know. But anyways, let's do some deep breaths. We're going to take 3 deep breaths. We're going to imagine getting rid of all the negativity in our lives, in our brains, in our hearts.
If we breathe out.
And then breathing in, we're going to accept all the positivity, the energy.
Oxygen.
The oxygen for our brains, our lungs, and everything.
Nourish our blood.
Absolutely.
Brain and every other part.
Yeah. Yes. So let's get ready. Let's relax. And we're going to get 3 deep breaths in 3, 2, 1.
Through the nose. And out the mouth.
Yeah, let that negativity go.
Mm.
In with your nose. Let it all out.
Helps
let
with
it,
the noise for me.
Last one. Deep breath. Ooh.
Feels like air coming out of a tire, right?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah,
let all that stuff go. We don't need no poison.
For sure. Got rid of it all. And it's awesome. It's always great to start our show with some deep breaths.
Yep.
Get that oxygen right into our brains. Get us all hyped and ready for our subjects and our music and just our big discussions of these important aspects of our lives. So we have a subject, and it's called gratitude. Mm-hmm. And let's hear from yourself.
I have so much to be grateful for. Everything from everyday things like the air that we have and all of that type of thing. I want to start by talking about a little bit of a framework. Like, I think most of us live in a more kind of consumer world. Like, we're immersed in it, most of us. Some of us not, but a lot of us are immersed in it from the moment that we're born. And it's oriented to lack or what we don't have. And the reason why I'm bringing that up with gratitude is we're always looking forward to what next can I get. You know, what can I, you know, whether it's the car, the job, the girlfriend, the diamond ring, the weight, you know, even stuff like that. And by having that orientation, when we have that view, and often it's so automatic for people sometimes, when we have that view of what do I want next, where it dissolves our ability on some level to really be here right now and be really grateful for so many things that any of us have to be grateful for. And that orientation, I believe that kind of orientation is the very thing that can contribute to so much unhappiness. Mm. I mean, there's unhappy times in life that happen regardless of that, but there's a lot of unhappiness that is generated through this view. So my point is coming back to gratitude, is it starts with having an awareness, to have a willingness to kind of soften our grip on that if we notice that we're in that kind of thought process, and kind of come back and go, you know, as Eckhart Tolle would say, back to the now. But it's like, it's an awareness. It's awareness of looking around. And it's like, this is an amazing world. Like the trees, the clouds, like how it all works together. It's so easy for us to just kind of go, yeah, I like the clouds. Yeah, I like the trees and birds. And even if we are, or I don't like the birds, they're pooping on my car window. Darn bird. Mm-hmm. But it's just so easy for us to kind of automatically take that for granted. And it's, number one, it's not something to take for granted. And number two, it's like that starts with that awareness of, And then gratitude for relationships. I'm grateful for CJSF and all the people who volunteer here. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for you and Wegadesk and your brother and counselor. Not counselor. Oh, my goodness. I just about made a funny. Well, she's probably here. Counselor Fari. Oh, right? Yeah. She's here. Yeah. And Lady Fahima and all the other amazing, you know, there's so many amazing guests. Like, so much to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well, I was thinking about it, and it's for me, because I'm traveling all over all the time, and I get to see so many people in their real lives and
yes.
in their struggles, too.
Real struggles,
you know,
yes.
Some people, you know, they have no issues at all. They've
yes.
been born with a gold spoon in their mouth.
Darn them.
Everything's,
yeah.
you know, going right for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's some people out there that... You know, it's tough to watch sometimes because,
yes.
you know, they got no legs.
Right. And that
they got no arms or
yes.
they're blind or deaf.
Yep. Yeah, they got real struggles and
yeah.
real challenges that do have a human and emotional impact.
And
yeah.
they just continue. They keep going. They're out there. They're living their lives. They're adapting as well as they can. And I just... reflected on myself, and you know, I got all my fingers, all my toes, great health, and just the amazing people around me,
yeah,
positive people, and I look for them, I seek them out, and that's one of the things that we can all do.
That's true.
Is we can make an effort to look for those positive people that have a good influence in our lives, and that's one of the things that we do have control over.
That's true. And actually, I'm really glad that you brought up the point about that, you know, of different people with different types of struggles, because in what I was saying earlier, I you know, I also want to acknowledge that, of course, besides the beautiful clouds and trees and everything, there's also different human struggles within all of that. And it's important for us not to candy coat that and to really respect and honor that different people around us have different privileges and struggles and challenges going on. But what was the thing that you just said? The last thing that you just said. Oh, my goodness.
Which part?
It was brilliant. What?
You'll have to go back.
Oh, no.
And listen to
it's just so. But that point is that yeah, that's really important. And then you know what? It flew away.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm grateful,
it's like
because
that, yeah.
it's like a bird. And anyhow, yeah. I think that whole connection piece is really beautiful too, and and by honoring and respecting, as you were talking, like if you're talking to someone and they're sharing about what's happening in their lives and say they are going through either a difficult patch or they have an ongoing struggle, I think that showing that respect and listening and really not trying to change it at all, like being that ear and heart, I think that that's a huge gift to give. But it's also that whole gratefulness can be that gratefulness of the ebb and flow of receiving and giving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all part of a kind of an endless infinity kind of thing too, that somehow relates to gratefulness.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm trying to thread that needle, but there's a relationship there, I think.
Yeah, well, it's something for sure that can boost our mental health.
Yes.
You know, when we have things to be grateful and, you know, we
yes.
can start listing them off or yeah. just remembering, you know, the great things that we have in our lives and
yeah.
and the things that we can enjoy and share.
That's what I was going to say earlier is when you were talking about you made a really good point about surrounding yourself with people that are positive or that you feel that are supportive and that type of thing. That's that building of connection and community in different ways that is really valuable, because that energetically has a really great lift in it. And it's kind of more than the individual energy of both people. It's kind of like it takes on almost a whole life of its own too. And the other thing I was going to say with that is if I'm around a positive person, I'm literally breathing in their air. and vice versa. They're breathing in me and I'm breathing in you. Like right now, we're breathing.
That's why I'm so positive.
we're breathing in each other. And some people might be grossed out by that. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm breathing in so-and-so's air and I'm going to get sick or something's going to happen to me or blah, 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 blah. But the thing is no, that's the beauty of it, is that we're breathing in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
it gives us immunity.
You know, there is a biochemistry that happens if I'm always complaining and all, like, if that's my go-to, if I'm always complaining and always like, oh, look at that, that stupid white cloud, it's getting in my way because I wanted the sun or whatever, because we can make anything negative too, that has an effect on our bloodstream and what our blood chemistry is. And then I'm breathing it out because you're breathing in oxygen, breathing out carbon dioxide. That's going into the atmosphere. So this whole energy thing is not totally woo-woo. Like, there can be a spiritual side too, but even the non-woo-woo people who are like, no, if you can't prove, but it's like, that is something that happens. That's part of us and the animals around us and the trees. They're doing it the opposite way so that we can benefit from them and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
That symbiotic relationship of benefiting each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that point that you made about being around, like, be aware of the effect. Like if being around someone all the time feels really like you feel the energy sucked all the time, doesn't mean say, okay, I'm not going to have anything to do with that person, but it might mean scaling back a little bit and having contact and relationship, but making sure that you're well supported with other people who mostly orient themselves towards trying to consciously be grateful for all the, I mean, being born is a gift. We don't always feel that because if we're going through a hard time, it doesn't feel like a gift. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we might resent it at some point. But think of all the things that are automatically going on in your body right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to think about it.
Yeah, it's just automatic. The blood's working,
and
the heart's working.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of messages are happening.
Mm.
And yes, we get sick, but by and large, like, it's like most of it's working for most of us.
Yeah, so beautiful, so wonderful. Thank you for sharing. Lots of great
I'm full insights. Of a lot of air today, speaking of oxygen.
Lots of positivity, and it's infectious, and thank you so much.
It's a good infection, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to carry on with our program show, and we're gonna get to Titu and Tarantula, and we're going to listen to their song, Motorcycle.
I like tarantulas, but just from a distance, please. Oh, yes, you have a tarantula. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to throw your tarantula under the bus. Ooh, that's... No.
Here comes Motorcycle Girl, everybody.
Okay.
Enjoy. Yeah. motorcycle girl, I love you.
Yes, if the breathing didn't get your blood going.
That and sure
that
did.
Definitely would.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. That was Tito and Tarantula and their song Motorcycle Girl. They're pretty awesome band. They're just like on the next level. They did some music for a very popular movie back in the,
oh.
in the 90s, I think that's when it came
right.
out. And,
some of the people who are listening right now weren't even born.
Yeah,
right?
It's true.
But
yeah, we were.
It's Googleable, guys. It's Googleable. You can look it up. Yeah. So what's the name of the band again?
Tito and Tarantula.
Yeah.
And they're Hispanic and originally from Mexico, I'm assuming. And so they have some incredible music, great riffs, great bass.
I can imagine dancing on a dance floor with that because it's very like, it's very contagious. The beat is contagious,
very
upbeat. and very clear tempo, right?
Yeah. So we were waiting for our buddy Jacob, but he didn't show up. So we're gonna carry on, and we're just gonna continue talking about gratitude.
That's right.
Just how it affects us all and gives us that boost that we need, especially if we're going through something really rough at the time,
mm-hmm.
when we start remembering some of the good stuff that we have and have gone through.
Right, and it's holding both, like kind of acknowledging the reality of what we're going through, but at the same time reaching to this area of what we are grateful for.
It's like a balancing act, too.
Yes.
It's pretty easy to fall off any
to
side.
To go into the hole.
Yeah.
The dark hole.
Yeah. And sometimes we can get too on the positive side.
That's true.
And just lose sight of reality.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And also, there is that thing with positivity that we can inadvertently be so positive with. You know, someone will say something, you go, oh, well, look at the bright side, blah, blah, blah. And we're actually kind of discounting where they currently what they currently are experiencing or hardship that they're going through, mm-hmm. or, oh, get over that or blah, blah. That is not helpful because it doesn't promote connection either, right?
Yeah.
Because the person doesn't really feel heard.
Absolutely. It's just like, you know, this whole truth and reconciliation thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's some Native people feel like they're just... it's minimized and they just feel hurt by like, how can we just like forget it and go on now?
Right. That the Truth and Reconciliation Day is more of just a check the box kind of thing as opposed to real truth and reconciliation steps kind of thing.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of healing that needs to happen.
Yeah.
It's just like you just don't learn about something then all of a sudden it's all better now.
That's the thing. It takes some ongoing
counseling,
attention,
therapy.
And nourishment and healing. Yeah. One thing that my son was saying to me, because I tried reading the Truth and Reconciliation documents, like I don't know how many pages long. It's really big and it's in pretty interesting language too. It's hard language for me. Mm-hmm. Like it's more like not legal, but kind of. Anyways, there's a part of the action steps, and he goes, there's the action steps, and he says some of those action steps might be things that you can do, but you know, I think that even within different people have different ideas within when you talk to different people who are from indigenous communities, do they have quite a range of different ideas of what that looks like for them?
Well, there's just so much trauma still left and lingering behind.
Right in the body, yeah.
Yeah, and most are just like getting on the track of healing from 2 years ago.
Yes.
And they have like their whole life of just ongoing afflictions and side effects.
Yeah, like one thing after another.
Of the residential school system that affected, you know, generations. So there's just that lingering negativity that's always there and percolating. And it's just being acknowledged now. So it's starting to help a lot of, especially myself, just understand, you know, why a lot of negative things are still ongoing and mm-hmm. present in the communities.
And I think that's a hard thing for some. Yeah, that can be a hard thing for people to understand.